Blog Talk Radio.
Your questions, your health. This is Mind Matters.
I am the founder and executive director of My Sahana, and I am so excited to be here with you guys today. This is a really momentous day for My Sahana, as this is the very first show, Mind Matters, which is a production of My Sahana. We are all so excited to be here and to hear your thoughts and your questions and just get the conversation going. For those of you who are not familiar, My Sahana is a South Asian mental health nonprofit that I began in 2010. The whole idea behind this nonprofit is to provide education and awareness and to get to people early on, really educate people about what these early signs and symptoms are of mental health issues so we can prevent things from getting really bad and we can even get early intervention and early treatment in as soon as possible. So we focus on a lot of that education and awareness piece. We do this primarily on our website at www.mysahana.org, and we are now branching out and hosting seminars and workshops. We have been present at numerous health fairs, and today we bring you this radio show. So if you would like to join the conversation, which I really hope you do, I would love to hear what you have to say, please give us a call at 347-539-5798. Again, that's 347-539-5798. If you're shy, you don't want to call us, but you still have some thoughts on your mind, you can tweet us at MySahana, or you can leave us a message on our fan page, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/MySahana. Any of those options are great. Even if you want to call in, feel free to do so and give us your anonymous name or give us a new name, and we're happy to honor your confidentiality as well. So today's topic that we wanted to discuss with you is this tragedy, this terrible, terrible tragedy that occurred at Oikos University this Monday. It hasn't even been a full week yet. I can't believe it. The alleged killer, I believe his name is Won Go. I'm not sure if I'm totally pronouncing that name right. He is arrested. I believe he was arraigned yesterday. And last I heard, there were about, I think, 7 people that had died on Monday when he brought a gun to school and he just opened fire on the college campus in Oakland. It's just devastating to hear news like that. And when I hear things like this happen, I become very curious about what it is that's going on for this person. It's very, very, very rare for somebody to just snap just like that. There's usually a buildup of some kind. And so I did a little bit of digging, and he's been through a lot of terrible things in his life. In 2011, his brother passed away. He was expelled from the university in November. I think last year his mother also passed away. Plus, he experienced significant bullying on campus from people, especially being teased about his poor English skills as well as his accent. I think at some point recently he was also evicted from his apartment because he was owing too much in back rent. So he's moved around quite a bit. His neighbors think he was okay. Nothing really stood out to them other than he was very quiet and he kept to himself. But, you know, they said he was well-dressed and nicely shaved and hair was cut and was polite and answered back. So, you know, looking from that perspective, maybe nothing jumped out at the moment. But as we're now looking back and trying to find these signs and symptoms of could we have predicted this from happening, sounds like there were a lot of stressors going on in his life, and I would love to hear what you think about this. Give us a call at 347-539-5798. Tweet us at MySahana. Leave us a message on our fan page. You know, my take on all this, stress is a really, really difficult and almost pervasive issue. It's not something that you just kind of get over and that you can move on. When people are really pushed up against the wall, it's amazing what people could do had they not been actually in that position. That's, I think, part of the reason why we hear so often that, oh, this person, I had no idea. I never expected that they would do that. People around them, their friends, their family, their neighbors are so surprised. And I think part of the reason is we just don't talk to each other enough, and we don't know how much stress we all are under. It could be due to work stress, family stress, academic pressures, and really, let's be honest here, bullying and being teased about something that you can't control is almost impossible to deal with without being affected negatively by it for a long period of time. Now, that's not to say that all of these reasons are excuses by any means. We definitely don't want to make excuses for these types of incidents that are happening. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, perhaps we can gain a lot of knowledge from situations like this. We can take a minute to look at the entire picture. This is not a situation where somebody came in and shot up a school and people got hurt and were unfortunately killed because of it. This is a situation that's much larger than that. This is a situation where there was a guy who's in a country where he doesn't fit in, and he experienced so much stress along the way and nobody helped him. And it got so bad, it turned into such a pressure cooker that ultimately this is what he thought was the right thing to do, and that felt like his only escape. This is exactly the reason why My Sahana exists and is engaged in the mission that we attempt to spread to every person that we meet and in all different communities. We want to address these mental health issues early. We want to get to somebody like Juan Go years ago when the stress just started. We want to provide that education of what are the signs and symptoms of stress. And, you know, those signs and symptoms are actually different, not only by individuals, but also based on culture. There's a lot of research that indicates that South Asians have a different set of symptoms than non-South Asians do, and that's what My Sahana is really striving to do, is get to people before it gets this bad. You know, one of the most devastating and sad experiences and events that occurred was in 2008 when there were a handful of those murder suicides, and they happened to be in the Indian community. And I remember so many of my colleagues were saying, I didn't think you guys would do that, meaning you guys, meaning Indians. And my response is, anyone can break at some point. And had we addressed the mental health issues early on, had we reached those families early on to say, this is a sign or a symptom of something that's concerning, this is how you can get help. If we can reduce that stigma and we can reach these people and we can reach them early, these kinds of events, I really strongly believe, may not happen nearly as often as they're happening now. And the difficulty is we're trying to reach people who maybe don't believe in mental health. There's a huge stigma in the South Asian community and the Asian community in general about mental health, and that's where My Sahana comes in and provides this information that's culturally relevant. We're not coming in and preaching things that may not work with your value system, with your families, with your culture. What we're doing is coming in and saying, we understand how this community functions. We understand how these families work, and given that, there are still things that we can all do to help out, and we can all do to reach out to these people like Juan Go and like those men and women who died in those murder-suicides in 2008 and reach them before it becomes too late. What are your thoughts on this? Oakland Oikos University, mental health, and how they all fit in together? give us a call, 347-539-5798. That's 347-539-5798. You can tweet us at MySahana, that's MySahana, or you can leave us a message on our Facebook fan page. There are so many ways to get in touch with us. I want to know what you have to say about this. This is something that's affecting everyone. Everyone in our community, in our life, we know people that are going through this and are being affected by it. And I want to know, what do you think we can do about this? How are we going to address this? How do we make this better? Give us a call, 347-539-5798. 347-539-5798. We're going to take a quick break. Welcome back. We are talking about Oikos University, the shooting that occurred in Oakland on Monday. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about how can we prevent this. We have a caller on the line right here. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Eric. I'm calling from Santa Clara.
Hi, Eric. What do you have to say about all this? What's your take on all this?
Well, I mean, my take is very simple. I think this could all be prevented if we had no gun-free zones. If everybody carried a gun and everybody knew there was a threat of a gun, then you'll never have these kind of incidents.
Do you think that it's as simple as that, or do you think there's something else that's going on?
It's not as simple as this, but I think this will be the step in the right direction. Because currently anybody can go in and they feel like they can just go in and open up fire in a place where there's students, there are people that are at risk, and and they can go for a free killing zone pretty much.
And so you're saying that might be because they're not worried about being hurt themselves because they know
people don't have guns. I mean, people they feel they can walk in, they're not threatened by anything, they can go in and start shooting people. If somebody knows that, he can be shot in 5 minutes, 5 seconds by somebody, if he's getting a gun, then you will definitely limit the damage.
That's a really interesting point, because there was a report I heard recently that the reason he stopped when he did was because he knew that the police were on their way and they were
exactly.
Just in the corner.
Yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, the point of this is, if everybody will respect each other, if everybody knew there's a force that can be used against them. And I know that it's not the panacea. I know it's not going to fix everything, but this is a step in the right direction. People will always have guns. And even though you can outlaw them, people will always carry guns. So the best thing is, have everybody can have a gun, and then everybody will respect each other and will probably prevent some of these mass killings like we always see.
Sure, sure. And tell me, what do you think about his history, and how do you think that played any role in any of this, and what can we do about that?
I'm not very, up to date on all the details, but I think this guy, he was made fun of or something. So I think that's something that I think that definitely played into it, but. Again, I don't know much about the background and actually all the circumstances that led up to this.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for your call, Eric. It's wonderful to hear your perspective on this. I think Eric brings up a really great point that, at what stage of this process do we step in and have interventions? Do we, do this at the front line and say, well, if people are they're bringing guns and they're going to shoot them no matter what, then if they have the fear of being hurt back, then maybe we change our gun control laws. Is that where we do it? Is that where we step in? Or should the intervention be a little bit further back and say, well, maybe we should fix the cause of this? What made him even get to this point to want to purchase a gun, to want to hurt somebody at school? You know, we talked about the bullying issue and him being bullied and harassed and teased because of his accent, because of his poor English skills. Is that something that we need to intervene on? Another issue is, what about the stress issue? What about the fact that he lost two of his closest family members within months of each other? And right after that, he got kicked out of school, and around the same time, he's getting evicted from his apartment. What about those situations? How do we handle all of this? It's a complicated issue. There's a lot going on in this whole system, and it sounds like there isn't one easy solution, but where do we start? What's that first step that we take? Give us a call and let me know what you think. 347-539-5798, 347-539-5798. I received a text message here. Texts are okay, but I'm checking my Twitter a little bit more carefully. So do text us if you don't want to call. I'm sorry, do tweet us at MySahana or leave us a message on our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/MySahana. This person says that they believe, they agree with Eric that gun control is the issue and that everybody should just be mandated to carry a gun. It's a very interesting point. It wasn't something that I expected a lot of people to say, so I'd love to hear more about that. What do you think about guns? Should we just increase the amount of guns that are present everywhere that we go, on campuses, on at work? This happens at workplaces way more frequently than we'd like to admit. That also brings up another question of police presence. Is it necessary for each individual to have a gun, or should we increase our police presence in these places? On college campuses, university campuses, at workplaces, should there be a higher incidence, higher presence of police there? Because a couple of reports that I'm seeing said that he stopped shooting because he knew that people were calling 911 and that they're going to come in, and the police were on their way within seconds. So maybe there's something to be said about that threat of getting caught and that threat of being hurt. Is that something that we need to address? Give us a call, 347-539-5798, 347-539-5798. I remember after the Columbine incident, which is actually the anniversary is coming up in just a few weeks here, they were talking about putting metal detectors at the entrance of every school, and maybe that could be something that acted as a prevention measure against any of these types of horrendous acts being acted upon again. And that also raised the issue of maybe students at schools are required to wear a uniform, and we start cutting down a lot of the flexibility that people have and students have when they come to their university and their schools. And we keep things as standardized as possible. And one of the arguments against that was that it takes away the freedom and it takes away their rights to express themselves as an individual. It's hard to buy into that when we hear of how many people were killed because of numerous people who came to schools, who came to universities, and express themselves by shooting and by killing. Where on this do we draw the line of freedom versus going too far? And at some point, do we have to take a step back and say, we will sacrifice a little bit of our freedom if that means having a little bit more safety? At what point do we make that call? Because it sounds like it's coming up. And we're being pressed to make these decisions very, very often. What happened at Oakland with Oikos is an absolute tragedy that should not happen again, and to be honest, probably will happen again. And there will be more situations where people like Won Go are going to express themselves because of some kind of pent-up stress, some kind of unmanaged or mismanaged mental health issue, some kind of problem where nobody stepped up and said, let me help you. And they will go into these public places and they will express themselves this way. We have to be able to put a stop to this. How do you think we can do that? Give us a call, 347-539-5798. Tweet us at MySahana or leave us a message on our Facebook fan page. We're going to take another quick break here. We'll be right back. Got another message here about somebody who said that bullying is probably the biggest issue out of all of them, out of all of these topics that we're considering as potential causes for what happened. This this listener is saying that bullying is the biggest issue and that if we don't handle the bullying situation, there is nothing more that we can do and this is going to keep happening. It's an interesting point. If we think back to Columbine, these kids were ostracized. They were rejects, if we can use that word. They had very few friends. They were not known for being social. They were not known for connecting with others. There was a difficulty in blending into the regular school system here. Number one, that calls into question, what does blending in involve? And are we, again, trying to make a very specific type of student and try to mold that? Is that what's going on here? But regardless of that, these two students, and it sounds like also Won Go, just did not fit in and had a really hard time being themselves and being accepted. And at some point, it sounds like the teasing, the nagging, the bullying, all of that just became too much. And at some point, there just needed to be a moment where they felt like they could retaliate. And it's unfortunate because there are so many kids and adults and teens who get bullied every single day. But the ones that end up with the guns in their hand, there must be something else going on. Is it a lack of close parenting? Is it easy access to guns, perhaps, as simple as that? Or, you know, is there something else going on, including unmanaged and untreated mental health issues? And again, this is where an organization like MySahana comes in. We want to reach these people as early as we can. We want to reach people before they even think there's a problem, and we want them to come to these seminars, go to our website, and educate yourselves. What happens when you're stressed? What happens when you feel down? What happens when you experience a death in the family? That's a really big change. And only one of those on its own is difficult to manage, let alone two in a very short amount of time, like what Won Go experienced, on top of everything else that was going on for him. We need to reach these people earlier. We need to have a conversation. We need to have a dialogue. People need to talk to each other more. We need to be able to recognize these signs and symptoms in ourselves and in our loved ones around us to say, you know what, I'm worried about you. Something seems off. I know you've been through a lot. I'm worried. What can I do to help? We need to reduce this stigma. We need to get people talking. Let's have a conversation about mental health. Let's break down these walls and let's make sure that we can help ourselves and each other as often and as early as possible so things like this don't have to happen. This is a radio show that we are going to be doing every week now. We're so excited about this. And it will be every Friday online at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. The links will be available on our Twitter page and on our Facebook page, and archives will be posted up on our webpage, www.mysahana.org. If you would like to advertise for us in the future and have an ad for your business on our show, please give us a call or email us. Our contact information is on our website, or you can our website, which is www.mysahana.org. We are so excited to hear what the community thinks. We want to know, what are your thoughts? What do you think is going on in the world? And how can we make the South Asian community a healthier and better place to live? And this is what the whole idea of this talk show is about. We will be here next week, April 13th, at noon Pacific Standard Time, and we are so fortunate to have Jasbina Aluwalia of Intersections Match, a South Asian dating online website. She will be here. She will be answering all of your dating questions, all of your questions with regards to relationships. So definitely tune in for that. We are so excited to have her. Again, our archives of this show will be available on our website, www.mysahana.org. I would like to thank our caller Eric and a couple of our anonymous texters and messengers for sharing their thoughts and participating in the conversation today. And I want to thank all of you listeners for being open and listening to a conversation that so desperately needs to happen. And I hope that as this radio show picks up and moves on and reaches more and more people, that we can really start this dialogue to reduce the stigma about mental health issues in the South Asian community. Thank you again for joining us today, and we hope to see you next week, April 13th at noon Pacific Standard Time with Jasbina Aluwalia and all your questions regarding dating answered. Thank you again for joining the conversation, and let's open minds to a healthier tomorrow.
Mind Matters is a radio show produced by Mai Sahana. To learn more about Mai Sahana, visit www.mysahana.org.